There are certainly a lot of interesting things in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. Most things that are above, literally and figuratively, what we can understand. But there is here a Mari Makom in a famous machlokas amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim regarding what is Choshech, what is darkness. And the Chakira is, not to make it too lundish, but is Choshech, is darkness simply an absence of light? Or is Choshech, darkness, a creation, a Bria of Hashem? So we're going to give shitas on both sides. Who says that darkness is a bria, is a creation of its own? So we'll bring 20 or so rayas to support that opinion. First of all, to pasuk in Yishai Memhei, Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech Osa Shalom Uvoyera. It says that Hashem is Borei Choshech. The darkness was created by Hashem. The Gemara Masechem Daf Beis Amud Aleph says that Hashem called the light to come and commanded it to perform the mitzvah of the day, and Hashem called the night and commanded it to perform the mitzvah of the night. So the Gemara seems to say that Hashem called upon darkness, that there was a bria of darkness that was separate from light. The Ksava Kabbalah writes in the beginning of Breishis on these psukim, by creation of heaven and earth, that perhaps there's a machlokas in the Gemara. But it's not clear. The Gemara, yeah. We'll get to the Nitziv. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis over here, Amin Aleph, says that 10 things were created on day one, and one of them was Or V'choshech, as it says, V'choshech al pnei ta'om. It says darkness was created. It was one of the 10 things that were a bria. It should be only 9 things if darkness is just an absence of light. The Gemara continues and says that Toz is a green line that encompasses the entire world from which darkness emerges. And the Torah Tamima in the beginning of Bereishis as well uses this as a raya to say that there is a creation, there's a bria of choshech, of darkness. The Gemara in the end of Tamid, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, has a suffix whether or a choshech was created first. The very fact that there is a suffix regarding which was created first would seem to indicate that there was a creation of choshech. The Gemara in Brachos Yer Aleph Amud Beis and in our Siddur says, Gol or mipnei choshech, V'choshech mipnei or. I'm removing the light from darkness and the darkness before light. That means something is coming in and something is being separate from the light, which is darkness. The Mefarshim and the Osra Tfilos have a lot to say about this as well, but we'll discuss that perhaps at a different time. The Yerushalmi in Brachos Samach Aleph and Ma'al says the night is the realm of darkness, that there's the nighttime, and Choshech exists at that nighttime, indicating that there is a creation there. The Torah Shlema in the beginning of Bereishis in Perek Aleph Osh Reis Tzadi Dalet cites a Medrash which says, Melamed Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Makom La'or U Makom La'choshech, that Hashem made a place for darkness. And other Midrashim cited by the Torah Shlema as well. The Bereishis Rabba Aleph Tes says, Choshech is the Yitzira, obviously a creation. The Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Vayakal says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created Choshech and then made the world. The Chizkuni in Bereishis Aleph Beis says directly, Shachoshech Briyahi, the Choshech is a creation. And this is the meaning, V'Choshech al Pnei Tahom. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos Heyamud Beis in the Dapei Arif says that Hashem created both light and darkness. And the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Nun Tes says that the Brach of Yotzer Or Vorei Choshech is meant for what? Lahotzi mi leva apikorsim, to remove from the hearts of the heretics, sheomrim shemi shebara or lo bara choshech, that he who created light did not create darkness. The indication being that there's a creation of light and a creation of darkness. In fact, the Maharsha at the end of the Gemara in Tamid that we quoted before says that the das haminim, the idea of the heretics, is to say that darkness is simply the absence of light. The Gra Neder Saliyahu in the beginning of Bereishis and also in the Kolayahu in Parshas Bo, this week's Parsha, says that we hold against the Chachmei Ha'umos who say that darkness is the absence of light. In reality, says the Gra, darkness is a Bria, a separate creation. The son of the Gra and the Avnei Eliyahu, and in the Siddur Yishei Yisrael, on the Brach of Yotzer Or, says that Choshech is a Chomer, it's a physical thing that we cannot logically understand or describe. But there is some sort of creation. The Radal writes in the Pirkei Rabbi Yehazar as well, in Parak Gimel, this idea, and the Nitziv, in the Merome Sada, Amsachem Daf Beis, and the Emek Dover, in Bereishis Aleph Hei, says that according to those who say that darkness is a creation, there are in fact two types of darkness. So he says, let's say darkness is a creation. There are two types of darkness. One is the darkness of night, and the other is the absence of light during the daytime. And if I make a shadow, I shut off the lights, there is choshech in the room at midday in my house. That is darkness. That is a separate thing. The darkness of the nighttime is the bria, is the creation of darkness. But darkness in your room during the daytime, you turn off the lights, is simply the absence of light. And he says, the darkness of the night is darker than the dark caused by the absence of light of the daytime. And there's two separate choshechs according to the Netziv. The last source is the Tzafnas Panach, the Rav Yechaveh Gaon, is brought in the Hakdama L'Chumash and the Mechaneach Sefunos, the Tshuva Tzafnas Panach, says a number of places from a number of the sources we cited that choshech is a creation, not simply an absence of light. One of the arguments why choshech is a bria creation, is Rashi in Breishis Aleph Dalad. He says that during the Sheshis Yemei Breishis, the light and dark were in Irbuvia. They were a mixture with one another. So if it's simply the absence of light, then what's the mixture? It must mean that choshech is a thing that was created separate from the light itself. So that is a clear foundation amongst Chazal and in some of the Rishonim to say that darkness is a bria, choshech is a bria, not simply an absence of light. However, it is the clear shita of most Rishonim that choshech is the absence of light. The Raziel Amalacham Peizlam Daflam and Bey says, V'choshech al tahom, aval mamish choshech lo haya. There is no mamashis of choshech. Eino omer choshech chiyim, ba'or shayakodim ha-choshech, v'adayin lo nivra or ba'olam. There's only choshech in the world at that time because light wasn't created. But once there would be light, then the choshech would go away. Rav Sajigon, the Amunus Vadeos and Maimer Aleph argues that the existence of shadows and the creation of shade from blocking light is logical proof that darkness is the absence of light. Ah, but the Netziv would say, two separate things. Shadows are not the same thing as Choshech. The Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim Perek in Chelek Gimel and Os Yud explains the absence of light as darkness, and he explains the Pasach of Yoser Avore Choshech as follows, that it's referring to simply an absence of light. And the Ramban in Shmos Parak Dalad says that he quotes the Rambam approvingly. And the Ksava HaKabbalah finds support for the Rambam by noting the word Choshech. This, the Ksava HaKabbalah always looks at the Shoresh. And he says the word Choshech comes from the same Shoresh as Chosech, to be lacking in something. Just that you switch the dot from the Shin to a Sin. And then we see the word choshech by definition in its shoresh means to be lacking, meaning there's a lack of light, and that's where it comes from. The Ibn Ezra and the Radak in Shayo Memhe Zion say that it means that the darkness is created by the absence of light. And this is the sheets of the Malbim as well. But doesn't the Pasuk say that Hashem is bore choshech? So what does the Yishayahu mean then if it says Hashem is bore choshech? So the Rishonim explain, because it's a rule that darkness is the absence of light. And therefore the Pasuk means to be understood allegorically in its pshat. The whole parsha there is talking about the Malchus of Bavel and how Bavel is going to be destroyed. And Bavel is going to fall. And therefore what it means is Hashem is borei choshech, that the decreeing the downfall of Bavel, the choshech of Bavel, was decreed by Hashem. That the pshat of the Pasuk is not talking about dark and light. It's talking allegorically about the downfall of Bavel. The Kuzari in Hey Yud writes, Amnam kin halayla einenu kim zman ha-eder or ha-shemesh, night is the absence of the sun. The Kolbo in Simen Ches says, V'yishomrim ki lefichach nofel babaloshin bria, levishal yedei hisgalgel gagal ha-shemesh lamatel aritba ha-choshech. Darkness comes because the sun goes away. The Abarbanel and Bracious Aleph Hey, in Yishayom Hey Zion as well. The Svarno in this week's Parsha in Shmos Parak Yud Pasuk Chaf Aleph by Makas Choshech notes that regular darkness is the absence of light, and darkness of Makas Choshech was creation of darkness that cannot be penetrated or removed by light. He says there is a difference. The Choshech by Mitzrayim was not the absence of light. That was a different type of darkness that even a flashlight wouldn't have helped as well. And this is the sheet of the Ramban. Rav Moshe Shapiro in the Mamakim and Parshas Bo has a long piece about this as well, not for right now. The Bach and Orachayim Simen Vav, the Chsam Sofer in Taman, the Maritz Chiyas in Ar Gemara, and Chigig Yud Beis all go with the school of thought that say that darkness is simply the absence of light. So what are we supposed to do with this exactly at the end of the day? What's the implication for us? There's a comment of Rav Tzadok HaKohen in the Lakutei Mamarim on Daf Yud Aleph. He says, V'yotzer oru borei choshech, b'riyehi madrega gedola, ki adua. Ki achoshech nova mi ratzon yoser amok, sheish tzorech lechoshech gam kein. And Rav Tzadok seems to say that there is greatness in darkness, because choshech comes from the word chosech, to be lacking. When a person is in a sense of darkness, and a person doesn't have, and a person is missing something, and a person has a sense that there's something wrong or missing in his life, so from that darkness can come greatness, because he realizes there's a lacking, and at the end of the day, there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. The last piyut on Hoshanah Rabbah, we say, Kol la'is yigal amo na'or v'haya la'is erev yior, that Hashem, who's like the light, na'or, will redeem us at the correct time in the Imos Mashiach. It will be the evening when things are dark from difficulty and we've given up, and there will be light. And the Yonah came back, la'is erev, and a simon of gula. So the idea that we say that there is darkness, whether it's a creation, can reflect on the idea that Hashem put us in that darkness, and it's all part of Hashem's plan, and can also reflect on the idea that in a person in a state of darkness, that there's going to be light that can, you know, bring some meaning to him and some spirituality and some happiness to that person at the end of the day. Rav Aaron Cohen, the son-in-law of the Chavetz Chaim, writes in the Pirkei Aaron, V'choshech al pnei tam v'ruach merachefes al pnei hamayim, means that when there's choshech al pnei tahom, v'ruach merachefes, Hashem still hovers over us. Even when you're in a moment of choshech and darkness, Hashem, the ruach is merachefes. Hashem's spirit is still with you and taking care of you at the end of the day. This leads into a broader discussion. Well, if we're going to say that choshech is a bria, well then what is it made out of? We're not going to get too involved right now, but just to quote some sources, the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that it's made from Eish Yisodi, and the Rabag says it comes from Aretz, and Rabbeinu Nissen says it's a mixture, and all different sheets regarding if you say it's a bria, what it's made from at the end of the day. So we see, just to summarize, there are two schools of thought regarding whether darkness is a creation, whether darkness is an absence of light, and the implications of how a person views difficulty and darkness in times of tragedy and absence of a seeming Hashem, seeming absence in the world, and how he reflects on those moments.